You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee kickstarts its three-day meeting today, deliberating interest rates and analyzing the state of the economy. The RBI MPC is a six-member committee entrusted with the task of setting India's benchmark interest rate. The repo rate and the meeting that started today will end on April 5th. This rate directly impacts borrowing costs for banks and indirectly influences loan interest rates for businesses and individuals. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das will announce the committee's decision on interest rates at 10 a.m. on April 5th. This is the first meeting of the RBI MPC after the new financial year FY 2025 started from April 1st and the second meeting of 2024 after the February policy meeting. Meanwhile, cement stocks experienced significant gains today, as reports surfaced indicating that major cement companies have initiated price hikes averaging between Rs. 10 to 15 per bag across the country. Key players such as Ultratech Cement, Shree Cements, Ambuja Cements, ACC and Dalmia Bharat traded with gains ranging between 1 to 3% on the intraday trade today. According to industry sources, cement companies in various regions have announced varying price increases ranging from Rs. 10 to 15 per bag in the north to a substantial Rs. 40 per bag in the central and eastern regions. However, dealers speculate that the price hikes are likely to stabilize at Rs. 10 to 20 per bag in future. Moving on, with India's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index surging to a 16-year high of 59.1 in March, Barclays estimated a moderate growth in Q1 24 from Q4 23, while forecasting the full-year FY 23-24 growth of 7.8% driven by expansion in recent quarters. The report stated, quote, "We expect growth to moderate in Q1 24 from Q4 23. But we forecast full-year FY 23-24 growth of 7.8% on the expansion in recent quarters. For FY 24-25, we expect continued strength in GDP growth at 7%," unquote, according to the HSBC India Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, compiled by S&P Global. The March numbers climbed to a 16-year high. Over to industry, HCL Tech today announced an expanded alliance with Google Cloud to create industry solutions and drive business values with Gemini, its multimodal large language AI model. The company said that it will enable 25,000 engineers on Google Cloud's latest Gen AI technology to better support clients at every stage of their AI projects, including the development of new use cases and capabilities for HCL Tech platforms and product offerings, and initially focusing on bringing Gen AI capabilities to clients in manufacturing, healthcare, and telecom. HCL Tech will now enhance the HCL Tech AI Force platform with Gemini's advanced code completion and summarization capabilities, which will allow engineers to generate code, remediate issues, and accelerate the delivery time and quality of software projects for clients. On to healthcare. Ahead of World Health Day, the World Health Organization on Tuesday announced the launch of SARA, a digital health promoter prototype with enhanced empathetic response powered by generative artificial intelligence. According to WHO, SARA is a smart AI resource assistant for health that represents an evolution of AI-powered health information avatars using new language models and cutting-edge technology. It can engage users 24 hours a day in 8 languages on multiple health topics on any device. SARA can support people in developing a better understanding of risk factors for some of the leading causes of death in the world, including cancer, heart disease, lung disease, and diabetes. It can help people access up-to-date information on quitting tobacco and being active, among other things. Next up, auto. Ola Electric has taken the wraps of what could be the world's first fully autonomous scooter, called Solo. Details of the scooter were revealed on the company's YouTube channel and social media handles. Even Ola co-founder and CEO Bhavish Agarwal also shared the self-ridden scooter on his X handle. First teased on April 1st, the Ola Solo was earlier conceived as a social media prank on the occasion of April Fool's Day. However, it turned out to be an actual working prototype. In the video uploaded by Agarwal on his X handle, the Ola electric scooter can be seen moving around an enclosed area without a rider on board. Lastly, the share market. In the highly volatile session, the Indian equity indices ended on a flat note on April 3rd. Shriram Finance, Bharti Airtel, TCS, Axis Bank and Divis Lab were among major gainers on the Nifty, while losers were Nestle India, Bajaj Auto, Kotak Mahindra Bank, HDFC Life and Dr. Reddy's Laboratories. On the sectoral front, the realty index was down 2.3% and the auto index slipped 0.3%. On the other hand, Information Technology Power PSU Bank Indices up 1% each and Media Index up 0.6%. BSE Midcap Index rose 0.6% and Small Cap Index gained 1%. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.